Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls and start with Aaron in Canada. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, this is on behalf of myself. It's on behalf of Alex Jones.
Who?
There he is. I'll begin that we were, my mother and I, profile attacked and left bloodied in the middle of an aisle of an aircraft in Northwest Airlines, January 18th of 2006, which has been mass media, government aligned, censored from people.
Who attacked you?
Airport police following a profiling incident in which my mother was a classic case accused of a suspicious bag aboard the aircraft after having gone through security.
How old's your mother?
63.
When did this occur?
January 18th, 2006, Minneapolis, Minnesota Airport, aboard a Northwest Airlines aircraft. Northwest Airlines is CIA cooperative exposed in a scandal having given 6,000 CDs to the FBI for purposes of profiling. And many Americans, which Google and other organizations amongst government would keep censored from your knowledge, have also succumbed to the same profiling tactics.
So were you on the way back to Canada at this time? Because you're calling from Canada.
Yes, I was. We were.
And so you'd gotten on the plane. What exactly happened?
We were profiling. Mother was accused of harboring a suspicious bag. There was a false report of our rape passenger put out to Minneapolis Airport Police. When I alluded to making complaints about profiling, we'd been profiled on our way down, actually. We got into our hotel without our baggage. The airline had claimed they had lost it, but it found out, we found that when we had the baggage delivered to our hotel 3 hours after our arrival, the baggage had is fixed on it, a note that detailed, this baggage has been searched, seized, locks cut due to security concerns. I'm going to make this story very truncated. There has been, since then, a secret trial. There were NSA, CIA, and FBI in the FBI in the jury pool. And to the disbelievers, you can see those scanned in documents in hard copy from the trial, because I made it back to Canada, the details of which the charged ex-U.S. Marine, Judge Doty, which can be seen at CLR.org under federal judges.
Slow down a second. Let me see if I've got this straight.
Alex is in danger.
Okay,
I'm
we
in
don't,
danger
I,
because I'm being
false. People don't know who that is, okay? You're on Free Talk Live. That's not the show you're referencing. So
okay.
We've got an audience across the country that doesn't even know who you're referencing. Now, we're talking about you and your mother here.
Yeah,
You say that you and your mom were on the plane. The feds came in and airport police or whoever they were, they came in and they physically attacked you?
And I was just coming back from the Mayo Clinic to see about an injury to my arm. I had the use of one arm. Yes, I was tased. I was by two police officers, left in a pool of blood, and then falsely implicated for assault on a police officer after they realized that my mother was sitting by, idly by, watching this, afraid to speak, and there were witnesses to this. And so on a jury pool housed on it members and or affiliates of CIA.
Okay, hold on. So okay. Then they arrested you and your mother? They arrested
no, just
you?
Just me.
Okay, so
they didn't know she was there.
But the mother, but it was allegedly her bag that was suspicious, right?
That issue was just a ruse. It was designed to villainize us before the cabin and the audience of the passengers in order that they could put out this false complaint.
Okay, so then they arrested you, and where did they take you to?
Well, they didn't arrest me. They attacked me. I asked them, am I under arrest? Am I committed any crime? Am I being charged? No, you're not. Then they demanded, I said, may I ask under whose authority you're acting? That question garnered the attack that I received. And 3/4 years ago, there are Miranda rights that are necessary to be involved in arrest procedure. There are no Miranda rights. There was no warning. There was simply an attack.
Mm-hmm.
An individual coming back from the hospital needing surgery with the use of one arm.
Gotcha.
I was left in a pool of blood in the middle of the aisle of an aircraft. That's
got that part.
Then they left? They just left you in the middle of the aircraft?
No. I was taken to hospital to close the 12-stitch gap in my head.
I see.
Closed up my head.
Okay.
And
did your mother continue on the trip?
They tried to confine her to the aircraft and make her go to Canada without me, which would point, we're told that would have had dire consequences for me, given what the fallout was afterwards. But no, we both went in with ambulance to the hospital. From there, I was jailed and interrogated by FBI, who tried.
You were jailed, but not ever arrested.
Exactly.
No, so you were never charged with anything, or what? I mean, if you're going to jail, you've obviously been arrested.
Actually, well, and for arrest, you have to be Miranda rights.
That's not true. That's only if they're going to question you.
Okay. Well, there was an attack. There was no form. There was an attack, and then after I was attacked without cause, there was a handcuffing, and that was it. And off to the hospital, and then from there to the Hennepin County Judiciary, which has been exposed as criminally corrupt since then on my website.
What is your website again?
AaronJamesStory.com. These people are all criminals. Again, the website is Aaron, AARON, that's AARON, JAMES, STORY, COM.
And you're saying AaronJamesStory.com, you're saying that on that site you've got actual court documents that reveal what?
I've got, exactly. I'm not supposed to be here back in Canada. The judge is a tyrant. He's a criminal. He's got charges against him. That's exposed. He didn't like being told by the prosecution that he should keep us there until sentencing because we were a flight risk. So he turned the white noise on, threatened the prosecuting attorney not to give him orders in his own courtroom, despite his junior associate, the prosecution sent us back into Canada on the threat that if I did not return, that he would send U.S. Marshals into Canada, likening them to bloodhounds and Hollywood.
So they actually let you go. What were the charges that they were going after you with?
Originally a felony offense, and what they charged me with, which went to completion, which were false charges in the first place, was minor assault on a police officer. Now, they've since put my name on the FBI sites under major crimes, even though it's... Even if the false verdict was true, it would have been a minor crime. They have terrorized family, friends, and associates, left threatening messages to the effect of stay out of our way or else, erased people's phone lines, sent me viruses, sent FBI agent Mark Wrench to my home.
Do you have any of these alleged messages that they've left for people? Are those also at your website?
I actually have to upload the cyber threats that were given, but the jury pool is there right now. You can see the members that were there. You can see that the judge is charged. His name is Judge David S. Doty at CLR.org.
So are you planning on going back?
Back to
are you going to stay in Canada?
Oh, I think I'll stay for the time being. The Globe and Mail national paper has been given this story, and this is going to be an international incident and scandal momentarily, but this gets worse. They're trying to prevent that process, which is why I'm on the air speaking to you today, because media, government, aligned censorship don't want people like yourself knowing about this. And the latest thing that they've done is, since I'm exposing them, and even the jury pool, beyond the jury pool, the Hennepin County Judiciary has been exposed as corrupt with an occult collusion and corruption and collusion between prosecution and judges designed to target victims of police brutality, the poor, and minorities. That's a quote from Joe Clark Defense Coalition, Minneapolis.
Well, that's not news. I mean, the government obviously is working with itself to put as many people in prison cells as possible in this country. I mean, America has the highest rate of incarceration of the entire world.
Sure.
So there's no doubt about that they are definitely colluding, and there's definitely corruption in this court system.
Yes.
And I wish you the best of luck. Once again, your website, what was it, AaronJamesStory.com?
You missed the bigger story here. We're being falsely implicated with an assassination attempt against the United States president at this point.
And they're alleging that you attempted to assassinate the president?
They're alleging that I have websites that are alluding to that under the guise of kill Bush, die Bush, die, et cetera, which have my name on it, Alex Jones' name from Infowars.com, and a plethora of radical jihad and Islamic rhetoric.
Are they your websites or not?
They're not my websites, but they're all pointing towards my website with my URL at the very top to make me look like I'm implicated. That gives Judge David S. Doty leverage to act on his illegal threats made in the courtroom to the effect of...
Well, that's pretty outrageous, because anybody can put up a web page with whatever links they want on it, and just because you link to somebody's website shouldn't mean that you have any culpability for what those people say.
Actually, it would be federally actionable under the Patriot Act, and they would try to link it to me.
It doesn't surprise me.
I'm sorry about that.
Best of luck bringing as much attention to this as possible. It sounds like an outrage, and I hope that you're, you know, I'd like to hope you're the only one they've done this to, but I get the feeling that you're not.
Probably not.
Aaron, good luck. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I want to hear some of those audio recordings of people being, you know, the threats.
Yeah, I would like to hear that too. Very interesting though.
He's got his site. So.
Yeah, he's got his own website. Go check it out for yourself. That's his claim. Very interesting. And if it's true, then it's scary, isn't it? The idea that these things are going on under our noses without us even knowing about it in this country? How many other people have come under similar suspicion and similar circumstances and a similar detention or arrest? 800-259-9231. Brad's on the line in New Hampshire. We'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD,
books, music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronic,
photo,
cell phone,
office product,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Yard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, archives there, an entire year's worth of the show, front page, downloadable on us. Go check them out, freetalklive.com. By the way, we just, let's see.
We just got off the phone with a guy who had just an amazing story. I don't know how true it is. Art Gardner, you're sort of delving through his website right now.
His website right now.
And you know, I don't have time to really check it all out myself, but it's depressing. I mean, his story essentially is that he and his mother were returning to Canada, and they were on an airplane, and they were accosted by the police. He apparently was bloodied, beaten by the police, all over alleged suspicious bag. And, you know, then they arrested him and put him into a kangaroo court. He managed to escape back to Canada after they let him out, and they want him to come back for another trial. It's just sad. You know, even if his story's true, it's really outrageous. Whether or not it's true, we know there are similar stories going on in this country. Jose Padilla, another American citizen who was unjustly arrested, not charged with any sort of crime for years, and then finally given a trial, which the jury was totally set up on that man's trial. They came to court wearing red, white, and blue in the three different jury rows that they sat in.
Oh, I don't know if they were set up ahead of time, but they certainly... they didn't give him a fair trial.
Right. Well, they were picked because of their nationalism, or picked because of their ignorance. And so there's no doubt that whether or not that guy's story is true, no doubt that there's a whole lot of injustice in this country. And the court system is out of control. We're arresting just innocent people. People are spending time in jail cells that they shouldn't be, and it really can get you down. And coming up, Mark, you're going to give us 7 tips as to how to find happiness. Because in these times, these dark, dark times of tyranny in this country, I think those are pretty important. Those are things we need to talk about.
This is a good thing.
We'll get to that. But first, we go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Brad in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys. Mark makes me happy.
That's good. He makes me happy, too. What's on your mind?
Wow, that last guy was pretty angry, huh?
Well, if what he claims happened to him is true, he certainly has a right to be.
Yeah, well, I'd ask everyone to remember there's 3 sides to every story, you know, his side, her side, and what really happened. So either way, to back you up, Ian, what you said is absolutely true. The police do not have to, under any circumstance, read someone their Miranda rights unless they're interrogating them. And I've actually read quite a few federal appeals court cases that show that people who try to sue because the police did not read them their Miranda rights, the courts continuously rule that you can't sue for monetary damages because the remedy is the exclusionary rule. So basically whatever someone says just isn't admissible in court. Just wanted to throw that out there. But the real reason I was calling is to talk about the drinking age.
Sure.
And I listened to your show the other day, and you were quoting some woman from some institute, some angry mother, about the drinking age and how she thinks, you know, the drinking age should be 52 or something like that. What was that organization? Do you remember?
Mothers Against Drunk Driving? Honestly, I don't recall. I'm not sure.
Well, let me tell you, the drinking age in this country is absolutely absurd. It is absurd. I have seen countless times where kids who don't know how to drink, they go with their friends, like you were talking about, they get drunk in the woods. You know, a lot of times people get sexually assaulted. They suffer from alcohol poisoning. And it's all because kids have to learn how to drink irresponsibly. And, you know, if parents could teach their kids how to drink, this country would be so much safer.
Absolutely.
And politicians don't want to admit it. You know, these groups, they just want to, you know, continue to treat you know, our citizens as second-class citizens. I mean, if you're 20 years old and you have a beer, you are going to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And it is ridiculous. You know, if you walk into the mobile gas station, or any gas station for that matter, look at the shelves. You can buy singles of beer. Now, what's the point of that? The only point to buy a single from a gas station is to drink it while you drive. How hypocritical is that? You go into one of our state liquor stores, and right at the checkout, they have nips. I mean, when's the last time you went to a party and you saw someone, you know, taking out a nip and filling up their glass? I mean, it is so absurd.
Right, but by the way, for anybody just tuning in or who doesn't know, here in New Hampshire, the government has the monopoly over alcohol or liquor distribution. The liquor stores are government-run here.
Yes,
and so,
New Hampshire is one of, I believe, 18 control states that, under the 21st Amendment, directly control the sale of alcohol. And let me tell you, alcohol is far more dangerous than marijuana. And, the government says, don't drink and drive, but if you do, buy it from us, buy a single from our stores. You know, it is so hypocritical.
Well, they get that way they can get you on both ends, see? It's not necessarily hypocritical. They're going to make money on you when you buy the alcohol, and then they're going to make money on you when you get caught for drinking and driving.
Let me tell you, if I was a parent, I would much rather know, which I'm never going to be a parent in this world, but if I
never say never, Brad.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a vasectomy. You don't.
Yeah, well, that's what I got to do. But if I had a child, I'd have much more peace of mind knowing that my 16-year-old was smoking marijuana than drinking, because it is so much safer. Politicians don't want to admit it, and let me tell you, I have experience in this area. I've seen it. And, you know, I have no pharmacology, degree in drug science or anything like that, but I've seen it for 8+ years in law enforcement, and there's absolutely no way to say that marijuana is more dangerous than alcohol.
It's just common sense. I mean, anybody who's ever come into contact with a belligerent drunk versus somebody who's smoked a lot of marijuana will be able to tell you that there's just a critical difference between the two.
Man. The ONDCP is so full of it, and that is an organization we need to just get rid of. It's a waste, you know, it's our taxpayer dollars that are being used to propagandize and spread lies, and all it's doing is making drugs more available for children. If marijuana was regulated, we could keep it out of the hands of kids.
I don't want it to be regulated, and then that just gets the government's mitts into it all from a different angle. I think that what we need to do is just take the government's hands out entirely and allow the marketplace to self-regulate it on its own.
It's easier, if you ask high school kids, it's much easier, and I have seen this, and I know it to be true. I don't care what any organization says. I don't care what the ONDCP says. I don't care what the DEA says. Kids find it much easier to get marijuana than alcohol because alcohol is regulated.
But let's talk about alcohol, though. I mean, that's why you called in the first place, was the drinking age. And, you know, let's talk about what happens when kids go out and they go to these parties, whether they be out in the woods or out at somebody's parents' house or aren't home for the weekend. And then the cops show up, as they do so often, because for some reason, I think there are some cops that, you know, they didn't get invited to the high school parties, and so they get a real kind of perverse pleasure out of breaking them up.
I got invited, but I didn't go because I didn't want to get caught.
There you go. But what happens, though? I mean, when the cops show up, the kids scatter, they run. I mean, they know it's a risk in the first place. And then if their friends get arrested, all that really does, I mean, besides add a few more $100 to the coffers of the state after the kids have paid their fine, all it does is just make the kids hate the police.
I realize that Tom from New Hampshire would like to have the likes of me bumped off, but I must say, I completely agree with him on his view on drinking. And he actually makes a lot of good points. It's too bad that he skews his image with his, cop-killing propaganda.
Yeah, you're right.
He does have very good points. Kids will run into the woods, and I have seen kids get hurt running into the woods. And
absolutely.
Then the police have to search for them, and it is,
It's also totally unnecessary. All those cops could have been out investigating real crimes. Brad, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever seen elephants fly or cows jump over the moon? If you think those are hallucinations, wait till you hear about some distracted drivers that are really beyond imagination when I come back.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Think flying elephants are fantasy? Listen to the flights of these real-life distracted drivers. One hairy driver decorated cupcakes on her dashboard. Talk about a movable feast. And how about this for distance learning? A woman watching a knitting show via portable TV actually practiced the stitches. And too bad this driver's wits weren't sharp. He used pavement as a pencil sharpener by opening his car door and dragging the pencil tip on the road. Well, we've had some fun today, but remember, safe driving's really serious business. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. Over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones. And I believe we're going to talk to somebody who is involved in the Free State Project, perhaps, at least. Chris in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, Chris. Is this Chris who is organizing the Liberty Forum?
This is.
Hey, all right.
Good man.
So what do you got for us? What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
I wanted to give you guys a little update. Last time I spoke to you, we had some speakers, and we just confirmed a bunch more, and I figured you guys might be interested in those speakers.
These speakers even up on your website yet?
Yeah, three of them are. Two of them are.
Okay, so we're going to get an exclusive here. This is a world exclusive on Free Talk Live.
So two that are on the list, Ethan Nadelman from the Drug Policy Alliance has agreed to speak, and he's looking forward to coming to New Hampshire.
Great.
That's a big deal.
Ethan Nadelman's a big deal.
We're having a bit of communications issues here. I'm not sure what's going on. Are you okay over there? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Chris? Okay, cool. So Ethan Nadelman, who else?
Peter Crist from LEAP.
Law enforcement against prohibition, that'll be fantastic. Now, that's cool, because it'd be a little leap variety. Last year during the Liberty Forum, again, we're talking about the Free State Project Liberty Forum. It's happening, I think, January 3rd through the 6th in 2008. We went last year. Gardner, you were there.
Absolutely.
A fantastic event. The more liberty-oriented people all gathered together in the same place than you'd ever seen. Now, last year you had Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, so... Peter Crist is one of the other founding members of LEAP, so it'll be nice to have a little bit of variety in the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition presentations. What else do you have?
We also have another speaker in the same realm as Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted.
Nice.
Excellent.
Mark, did you help with that one?
Yeah. I did a bit. Barry Cooper's helped us as far as being on the air and that kind of thing, and we've kind of created a little bond with him.
He is entertaining. He's very, very entertaining, so I'm
and
looking
that's
forward
a big
to
deal.
That. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
What else, Chris?
And another one that I know Gardner's going to love, and this is also, Mark helped me a lot with this, is author F. Paul Wilson.
Yes! 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 Way to go, Chris. We just had him on our show on Friday, and Paul and I have been emailing each other, and he kept that one. He was saying, well, you know, we're talking and so on and so forth, Gard, and I am so glad you were able to work that out, and I hope people, if they're listening, bring your F. Paul Wilson books, meet F. Paul, because
sure.
He is right in line with us. That's so great, Chris.
All right.
And he'll be there for the whole event. He wants to be there from start to finish.
Oh, man. Tell him to bring his guitar.
All right. Who else?
So those are the four new ones that we've confirmed. We have a couple people who are on the fence, and I'm not allowed to announce them, but... We have a couple of two big names, but we just haven't confirmed it 100% yet.
Is there a chance that a certain presidential candidate might be in attendance this year?
I would say that he'll probably be in attendance depending on the timing of the New Hampshire primary.
Gotcha. Well, very good. Hey, Chris, are we going to have to let you go? We're having some trouble with the phone lines here, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thanks for the world-exclusive announcements right here on Free Talk Live. Adding on to the list of just amazing libertarians and pro-liberty activists that are going to be in attendance at this upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, again, January 3rd through the 6th, right here in lovely Nashua, New Hampshire, as a matter of fact. So last year it was in Concord. This year it'll be in Nashua.
Yeah.
And the hotel's going to be bigger because last year it sold out. The hotel's already on the way towards selling out this year. And so go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about it. Our buddy Jim Babka from Downsize DC is going to be in attendance yet again. Jim Lark from the Libertarian Party. Sharon Harris, Advocates for Self-Government. Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar. Scott McPherson from the Future of Freedom Foundation. We just read an article from one of his compatriots the other night. In fact, he mentioned Peter Crist. Carla Howell is going to be there from the Center for Small
great.
Government. Carla's one of the she's one of the people behind the effort to repeal the income tax in the state of Massachusetts.
Right.
And she's run for governor in the past as a libertarian candidate there as well. So,
you know,
just super
a,
activist.
A little bit of word of advice to somebody who's been at one of these. Book your hotel rooms now, because if you don't, you're going to be taking a taxi cab in January to this hotel in Nashua.
Yeah, because you're not going to want to walk, that's for sure. You're going to have to take a cab if you don't get the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And there's an early registration discount. So, I mean, there's no reason to not get involved now. If you think this is something you want to go to, it is the Liberty event of the year. And Ron Paul was there last year. That much I think we can say. And I know they're probably working diligently to nail him down for this one. So
this year's probably going to, this one that's coming up is probably going to be as good as the last one, if not better. And
oh, yeah.
The primary is involved too. So they're going to be having the primary in New Hampshire at that time, and I'm sure there's going to be news people all over the place. And those news people will probably want to sleep, and they'll want to sleep in a hotel room.
If
you don't want to miss this, get your hotel now.
Let's continue with the phone calls. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Nick in South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live, Nick. Nick, South Dakota. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to add to the conversation last week about government shutting down.
Yes, in Michigan.
I'm actually referring to the Minnesota one about a year or two ago, something like that.
Okay.
Me and my family just happened to go on vacation while that was going on. We had no idea it even happened.
Yeah, of course. And with the government around, everybody tries to, the news organizations and the government tries to make it sound like it's this big deal. Oh, no, government's shutting down. What will you do without our services? Well, we'll get on with our lives. Thanks
we'll
very much.
We'll be fine. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that I noticed was, like, the rest stops were closed, but I didn't realize quite why. I thought they were just maintenance or something like that, but...
There you go.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, but... Hey, Mark, do you remember the whole fire manwich thing that we went through a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it's really disappeared now.
Good times. I just wanted to bring that up.
Thanks for the call, Nick. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. All right, let's see how many of these happiness things we can get through here before the end of the show, Mark. 7 timeless tips as to how to find happiness from the Positivity Blog, which sort of ties into what we've been talking about, or we talked about relatively recently on the show, the idea that, you know, you can do what you want with your life and create what you want, create your own universe, that sort of thing, sort of this metaphysical concept. Julia and I just watched The Secret last night, Mark, as a matter of fact. So,
watched it again?
What do you think of that? Well, Julia hadn't ever watched it, so it was her first time.
I see.
I love it. I thought it was phenomenal.
You know, originally when I heard about it, I heard that it was just, oh, it's just metaphysical. If you dream it, then it'll happen. But that's not it. It's sort of like Norman Vincent Peale's The Power of Positive Thinking, that sort of thing, where, yeah, you got to think positive, but you have to do something.
Things,
you
right.
have to do something to achieve those positive goals.
See, it's a little cheesoid. It's a little bit on the cheesy side,
yeah.
But you know, there's really good information in there, and it's a really positive message.
Right?
People.
They make it. They lay it out that there's a spiritual force in the universe that if you think positively and believe in yourself, that spiritual force is going to reward you. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. I believe it is, but. At the
I've
same time,
life.
If you believe, if you do positive things and you believe in yourself, it's going to work. Who cares why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
right,
I think The Secret's. I enjoyed it. It was a good thing. It's a little hokey, you know, crystals and patchouli, but you know, so what? That's what I want from my
right.
religion. Thanks.
Right. Yeah. So 800-259-9231. We've got 7 timeless tips. We'll get to them, but we got to go to the phones first. Bill in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Good evening.
Good evening, Bill. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I just heard you guys talking about doing a little civil disobedience for, you know, marijuana prohibition.
Mm, yes.
And, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, goes into a really well-crafted sort of civil disobedience thing rather than doing it off the cuff is to really sort of compare and contrast, you know, the issue that you're trying to bring up so that, you know, anybody who's walking by or only gets, you know, a little sound bite or, you know, kind of skewed news clipping kind of almost really can't miss what your message is. So, you know, probably something that would be really interesting to do for something like marijuana is sort of try and get away from having it only be about marijuana because you're going to have people whose brains are so shut off and polarized against it that you're never going
to
get through
it. I'd like you to expound on that idea. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267.
or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. It is a simple process. You go and get signed up via PayPal or any major credit card or one of our other payment options, and then you get a few perks. You get access to the AmpOnly call-in line. You get access to the AmpOnly chat room and forum. But more importantly, you're contributing money on a voluntary basis to this show and helping Free Talk Live spread to more radio stations across the country. We've got 30 of them so far.
That's great.
We'd like that to be 90, maybe 300. We'll get there eventually with your help if you go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest's mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
SavvyRest.com as we go back to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, who was going to expound a bit on his idea for a marijuana protest that shouldn't just be focused on marijuana. Am I understanding you correct so far, Bill?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, the focus obviously is to sort of, you know, call attention to the ridiculousness of marijuana prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think the way to go about that is sort of, you know, to not focus purely on marijuana as, you know, the entire act of civil disobedience, but to bring people out there and have them all do, you know, a wide variety of things which may or may not be legal or beneficial to you, you know. So, you know, you can have, you know, somebody out there drinking alcohol, somebody smoking tobacco.
Maybe a little Texas Hold'em or something like that.
Something like that,
yeah.
but you know, show, you know, that all these people are out there doing all these different activities, you know, be taking some drugs that used to be by prescription only and now are over the counter, or taking, you know, a prescription that's been expired, or something that is, you know, claimed by the FDA to be perfectly safe for everybody to take, but you don't have a prescription for it, and say, you know, why are these things all, you know, legal or, you know, judged to be, you know, healthy for you, why is marijuana this whole big different thing? You know, why do we have politicians in charge of determining whether or not something is safe or good for you and not doctors?
I think it's a great idea. So you could expand. You're suggesting expand it out to be more than just pot, but also a lot of different maybe victimless crimes. Maybe just have a victimless crime protest where
compare it and contrast it with a lot of things that aren't even crimes at all.
Right.
And say, what is the difference? And have people try and, you know, think about it and say, yeah, why is this one thing legal and that one's not? You know, I mean, you had a guy call in before saying, you know, alcohol and tobacco are probably, you know, 1,000 times more detrimental to your health than marijuana ever would be. Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of policemen, you know, at the company that I used to work for, and they all agreed that, yeah, alcohol is way, way more disruptive, you know, to social order and, sure, you know, the peace and all that up stuff than marijuana ever was. And they all want to see, you know, all of this marijuana prohibition just go away. So, you know, why not sort of, you know, bring the real crux of the issue, which isn't the marijuana itself, but that politicians are in charge of this and not doctors.
I was just going to ask what you thought about incorporating any concept of federalism there, or would it more be just a general approach towards educating people about victimless crimes?
I mean, you definitely could throw something in there about federalism. You know, why isn't a state's rights issue or something like that? But, I mean, why should the state even be in charge of it? You know, invoking a different level of politician. Why isn't this a medical issue, you know, instead of a criminal issue?
You know, if somebody puts this together, I will show up. So I hope somebody takes the initiative and actually puts an event like this together. I think it's a fantastic idea, though.
Yeah, I think it would go off well, and, you know, depending upon who showed up and, you know, what kind of media coverage we got, I think it would really turn out, you know, as a real educational, you know, thing.
It'd be great if you... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Ian.
I was going to say, someday this can happen. I mean, right here in New Hampshire, I think this is going to be the perfect opportunity eventually once we have enough activists here to pull something like that off, and I think it's a brilliant idea. Bill, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
You know, it'd be particularly great if you could get some high-profile people like John Stossel, Drew Carey, some high-profile libertarians out there to say, hey, look, you know, no third party is being harmed when a man and a woman make a contract, or a man and a man make a contract, or a woman and a woman make a contract for a massage or a, you know, contractual sex, consensual sex, marijuana, selling of this particular type of material.
A little blackjack?
Yeah, anything like that. Gambling, all these things that people consider to be so bad, you don't have to engage in them. But that doesn't mean that you have the right to stop others from engaging in things that about which you have no concern.
Absolutely true. 800-259-9231. All right, Mark, I know we're not going to get through all seven of them, but I feel like we should get through one or two.
Okay.
The seven tips as to how to find happiness. Hit it.
All right. It says you choose. How
prostitution? No, that's not.
It's not. No. How you view yourself and your world are conscious choices and habits. The lens you choose to view everything through determines how you will interpret what's happening. And from your interpretation, you act. And all of this becomes your life. You can choose to find happiness in small everyday things. You can choose to interpret what happens in a positive way or in a negative way. And your choices controls how much happiness you will find and how you create your life.
Absolutely. It's all about your mindset. It's all about how you're predisposed to interacting with things and with people and with situations. And, you know, do you look down on humanity as this awful, you know, group of people and they're all bad until proven otherwise? Or do you approach everything from a positive viewpoint? Do you approach everything, even when something negative happens, do you find yourself able to address it without bringing yourself down? You know, if something awful is happening, can you address it without being depressed afterwards necessarily, or deal with the situation in some sort of a positive manner? Where, I don't know, just as an example, I was outside of a grocery store in Florida and there was somebody out there panhandling outside of the grocery store. And I thought, you know, this isn't a good thing. The grocery store certainly would not appreciate having this bum outside of their doors asking their customers for these sorts of things. So instead of, you know, maybe getting upset with the man and yelling at him or doing something horrific, getting into a fight or any sort of negative way to handle that situation, I simply went inside and informed the manager that there was a panhandler outside of their front door and, politely told them about that and, you know, moved on with my life and figured I'd let them handle it if that was something they wanted to do.
Their property.
I don't know if that's the best example of handling a situation positively versus negatively, but it's the one that came to mind.
I don't know how to handle panhandlers a bit better than most. I just usually ignore them. It's better than telling them, hey, get a job.
Well, yeah, I would ignore them, but I think it's important for the business owner to know what's going on so they can put a stop to it. Because that's, you don't want that happening outside your front door.
I think that, you know, also you can choose to look at, every situation has a bright side to it, and you can choose to look at that bright side. I think that that's what they're trying to do.
Absolutely. And if you're actively trying to look at that bright side, that counts too. Even if there's not even a bright side, if it's all just negativity, even if you're trying to actively look at the bright side, that's important enough. It's all about your mindset.
Number two, focus on the present, not yesterday or tomorrow. This is one that everybody can, you know, try to keep in mind on a regular basis. You only have
now. I agree with it.
And now, yesterday is a memory and you cannot change it. Tomorrow is just a fantasy in your mind right now. So live in the now, focus on the present moment and today. Think and worry less about yesterday and tomorrow. Otherwise, you might miss a great deal of happiness that's available to you right now.
Well, okay, I agree that you should definitely be happy now, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I see they use the term worry about tomorrow, and I agree with that. You should
worry
not be worrying.
Planning's good, worrying's useless.
Right. Don't shut off the future. The future is very important, and it's very important for you to sort of live into the future, to see yourself doing what you want to be doing mm-hmm. 5, 10, 15 years out from now, having goals, having you know, real things that you can tangibly reach, that you can achieve over a certain period of time.
Right. If you want something in 5 years, it's, you know, name that thing and then put the steps, write down on a piece of paper, you know, you want that in 5 years. Put down the steps. Where do you need to be in 2.5 years
to get there,
to get to five? Where do you need to be, you know, in a year? What do you need to do tomorrow? And you write these down, and that's how you achieve those goals.
Absolutely. And not to say that the past isn't important either. The past is critical in that you learn from your mistakes mm-hmm. and you learn from the mistakes of others and learn from history and all of that. But at the same time, don't dwell on it.
I think people can get tied up. Yeah, they can get really tied up in their past that they don't have the ability to move on because.
And the worst thing you can do is to become nostalgic for the past.
That's so key.
In that, oh, my life is not good right now, but it was so great when I was 16 in mm-hmm. high school. Oh, remember the good old days. No. Your good days are right now. There's no reason why you can't have good days now and on into the future, but if you sit there and just sort of pine for the olden times, you're never going to move forward with your life.
And I'd like to say that just because something bad happened to you in the past doesn't mean you can't be held down. I mean, I went to prison for 9 years. Now I got my own nationally syndicated radio show.
Exactly.
You can excel in this country.
It's true. It's up to you, though. You're the only person who's in charge of whether or not you succeed or fail.
I used to look at it as when I decided to do something, it already had been done. All I had to do was just go through the boring part of just doing it.
Exactly right. We will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. At freetalklive.com, we'll continue this top seven list.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.